Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good.
Welcome back to another episode of Common Ground on KNTR Talk 106.7, 106.5, and 106.3, the voice of the free. Remember, if you're traveling through the tri-state, you can listen in on 106.3 in Golden Valley and Kingman, 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead, Mojave Valley, and Needles, and 106.7 right here live in Lake Havasu. We would like to give a quick thank you to our sponsors, Blondie Steakhouse, Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware, Annie's Thrift Shop, Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Kia, Neat Pool and Supply, Trailside Firearms and Trading Company, Parker's Collision Center, Perfectly Pressed Cleaners, and Bullhead Vape Shop. And we would also like to thank our co-creator, Red Bull Ronnie, our operations manager, Paul Lavoie, who is in the house, and our co-hosts, Melissa Lucas and Jim Cheney.
Well, thank you, Marissa. Good morning, Jim.
Well, good morning. How's your week been?
You know, I am super excited for this show. What a time to be alive.
Interesting things dropping out of the sky.
I have been waiting for this one. Yes. We're going to be talking about declassification of files.
JFK.
UFO. UFOs, oh, actually, UFOs. UAP. UAP. And I looked up why they call it that. Unidentified anomalous phenomenon. If I said that, I don't know.
Or phenomena.
Whatever that, yes.
Phenomena, something like that.
And I asked, why? Why did they change the name? And it said, because they wanted to get away from flying saucers, and they wanted to include underwater and in the space, not just flying.
And because some of those things underwater are really, really hard to explain.
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of things with our laws that we've been taught of physics, they don't apply.
They don't apply. There's things about propulsion. Now, we do have a guest, and this is an interesting guest that we have here today. He's one of our longtime radio neighbor in the tri-state area, not on these stations, but a radio neighbor who's, I believe he's moved on. And I want to say, introducing this guy, in the history of Tri-State Radio, I'm going to go top three voices, overall delivery, quality of voice, ability on air, on mic. I'm going to go the late Tom Sherman, Ken Campbell, and this guy, Paul Fix. How you doing, Paul?
I'm good. Thank you for embarrassing me like that.
It's not to embarrass you. I've appreciated your work as a listener for a lot of years.
You're a radio legend.
Thank you.
And a musician, right?
Yes. I play keyboards and piano.
Excellent. And why would we have you on the show? Because you were on our radio neighbor out of Needles, California. And once upon a time, there was a little something that happened down there that people are still talking about. And what exactly was it, Paul?
Well, you know, it's crazy how much mileage this thing has gotten in the past. What, it was 2008. That's a long time ago. I really believe the Needles incident was one of ours. I think it was a government test that went off the range.
One thing that happened, well, let's say there's a light comes out of the sky. Is that how it was described, Paul?
Yeah, it was described as a kind of the size of a semi-tanker, you know, like the size of an oil tanker on a semi-truck. They said it was glowing bluish green, and it, when it came down, it slowed down, and then it sped back up and made a course correction before it came down. So that to me sounds like something that was trying to autocorrect itself, and it very well could have been something from somebody like Raytheon, you know, or McDonnell Douglas, one of those.
Well, one of the things once upon a time that I've seen, and you kind of put two and two together, the History Channel was doing a special on the Black Hawk, and they were talking to one of the Black Hawk pilots, talking about he takes off from Edwards, hits the gas, goes out over the coast, turns around, hits the gas, and they put up a map, a schematic of where they were flying those Blackhawks. And on the way out, they are going right over Needles, California, and they hit the gas, he said, the pilot, until they get to the Colorado River, and mm-hmm. they show the map, and it showed it was right over Needles, and he says, then we coast. We hit the gas at the Colorado River, let off the gas at the eastern Arizona border. We have to coast all the way around New Mexico in order to slow down enough to turn around and come back. Hit the gas and then let off the gas. And on the way back, they showed that those Blackhawks would fly right over Fort Mojave. So to me, it makes sense that we were testing something special we wouldn't want anybody to know. And it, boom, right there in Needles.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of areas out there that they use for test ranges, and some of them overlap with, you know, civilian populations. It just can't be helped. But when this thing came down, the way I did not see it myself, I'm not a first-person witness, but I was there for the aftermath. And I heard all the reports that came into the station and everything. Everybody had pretty much the same description about the way it came down and how it sounded when it hit the ground. You know, they were expecting an explosion or something, and all they heard was a thud.
Really?
So,
Yeah.
How much of a correction did it make?
Oh, I couldn't tell you that. I don't know. But I know when it came down in Needles, it was right off the riverbed. You know, it was right on the shores there. But it was in such a remote location, they never found the actual crash site. I mean, they had the UFO hunters come out from Discovery Channel. George Knapp came out multiple times, and nobody ever found the actual crash site, the landing spot.
Which is unusual. But after this thing came out of the sky, and we're going to call it a thing because we don't know exactly what it is, right? Who saw it?
Well, Frank Costigan was our, one of our guys over there at KTOX. He used to be the chief of police for LAX, for the LA International Airport.
I was wondering, it said police chief. I was watching the clip last night. It said former police chief, and I was wondering, well, where? So LAX. So he's seen some planes in his day.
Oh, yeah. The guy definitely knows the difference between a plane and a tic tac.
Yeah, and this isn't a guy that's a Yahoo out there.
No, not at all. He was very experienced and very intelligent.
And he calmly explained that he's out there fishing near Towhatan.
Oh no, Riverboat Bob. Yeah, Frank Costigan saw it from his house, from his backyard.
Okay, and then when this, you said a thud. What happened?
Nothing. There was, according to Riverboat Bob, he was out fishing on the river. When the object hit, he decided to go see if he could find it, you know, see if there was a fire or anything like that he could report on. And he was in the middle of the river, and within, I think it was 18 minutes, there was four Black Hawk helicopters and a Sky Crane helicopter.
Wow.
And they circled around him. A couple of the helicopters stayed with him with spotlights on him and all that stuff. And the other ones went off to wherever this thing came down. And literally they had it, you know, on a sling under the helicopter and lifting out within 20 minutes of it landing.
Hmm.
And to me, that screams they were watching it. They knew exactly where it was and how fast it was going and where it came down. This was prepared. They were ready for it.
They were tracking it the whole way. And then you've got to get your Blackhawks out from 29 Palms or Barstow.
That could easily have been 29 Palms. That's my guess. But some people are saying they were stationed at Needles Airport or at Bullhead Airport, and I don't see the evidence for that.
I hadn't heard that theory.
Interesting.
The Bullhead Airport, guys, the Bullhead Airport did have a couple of Janet planes that were seen by witnesses. The Janet planes are the ones from Area 51.
Right.
They're the ones that transport all of their employees back and forth.
Well, I think I'm going to put this out here, but you may know, Paul, that there's a guy next to the Laughlin's house in the Laughlin Lagoon, and that guy was the attorney for Bill Clinton, and then he became the attorney for Trump here at one point.
He's a busy guy.
He's got some health issues, so he's... But there are people that you would see in Laughlin casinos, and like one time I bought a book at the Hastings in Bullhead City, and it turns out I was like, I couldn't believe because she was on, it was Saturday morning, and Friday she was on TV at the White House, and it was Janet Reno. And they would, he was Clinton's attorney, and they would fly here. Eric Holder, I saw him in Laughlin because they come and see that guy. And so when you're in this area and you see some of these people go, that couldn't possibly be. Yeah, it is. And those planes land. They're not marked. They land at Facebook. Oh, that's a whole show. They land in Bullhead City at the Laughlin Bullhead Airport. And they're, you know, you can tell they're government planes, but they don't tell us who's on them, right?
Yeah.
Because we shuttle them around. What's the biggest mystery to you about the Needles UFO?
I've always been impressed with the response time, how quickly they were on the site. That to me rules out any kind of like an extraterrestrial or whatever, aliens.
Why does that rule it out though? How do you know that they weren't chasing it or?
Well, I mean, how deep down the rabbit hole do you want to go?
That deep? I want to go right there because I've seen the Phoenix Lights, and the Phoenix Lights to me that hello, we are not alone. That I feel like that was very, very obvious, and it's not. Why hide it when it's right there for everyone to see for like 5 days?
So now let's talk Phoenix Lights, okay? And we do have 1 minute, and
hang on. Yeah, we do need to take a break soon, so let's keep Phoenix Lights for our second topic. But remember, if you want to call in, if you have any questions, if you have an opinion of your own, you can call in at 928-854-5687, or you can text in at 928-727-5566.
Yeah, if you guys have seen the Phoenix Lights or the Needles thing or whatever, let us
in
know.
In person.
Yes,
in
with
person.
Your own eyeballs.
I've seen a different phenomenon.
Yeah, I've seen it online. Okay, so we're going to take a break. Feel free to text us. And they can call?
They can still call.
And they can call. We got that worked out. Okay, Paul. Thank you for being here. Stick with us, Paul Fix, Radio Neighbor, and we'll be right back. This is Common Ground on KNTR, the voice of the free.
Voice of the free.
All right, welcome back to Common Ground on KNTR Talk 106.7, 5 and 3, the voice of the free. Before we get back into it, we want to thank our sponsors for making this show possible to bring to you, starting with Blonzy Steakhouse, mouthwatering steaks and a breakfast menu that has everyone talking. Whether it's date night or brunch with friends, great taste is always on the menu. Blonzy's is where Havasu eats, off London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware. Why not grab yourself a shiny new Boom Boom stick today? That's right, folks. Now with their brand new federal firearm license, it's your all-in-one mecca of paint, auto, hardware, and Second Amendment glory. GoldenValleyHardware.com, just off Bowie Road in Golden Valley. Annie's Thrift Shop. Shopping at Annie's Thrift Store isn't just about great deals, it's about giving back. Every purchase helps support local charities, making your find more than just a bargain. It's a blessing. Annie's Thrift Store, thrifting with a purpose, off Northern Avenue in Kingman. Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Kia. Since 1985, Martin Swanee Kingman has been more than a dealership. It's a legacy built on honest deals and handshakes. Find out what your ride is worth today at Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge Jeep.com, off East Andy Devine in Kingman. And Deep Pool and Supply, serving Lake Havasu since 1970. Expert consultations to top-notch supplies and service, they got everything for pools and spas. Family-owned and operated right in the heart of Havasu. It's where your backyard oasis begins, at 52 Scott Drive. Hey, there's the lyrics finally.
I knew you would have some awesome music choices for this subject.
And the speed of light.
So this morning, or last night, it depends on which time zone you're in, Trump posted a picture of himself with an alien.
Really?
Mm-hmm. More UFO or UAP files are being released today.
And it's amazing that you would mention that Trump came out and posted a picture of himself with an alien, because that goes to our next clip. I didn't know you were going to pull this on me, but
it just happened.
When the Phoenix Light thing happened, the governor of Arizona was Fife Symington. And in the beginning, he started off, he had a press conference, and he had his chief of staff, and his chief of staff came out, and he said, they are among us, they're with us, they brought him out, and the chief of staff is dressed like an alien.
They should have just told us the truth then.
Well, he was joking, and he made light of the whole thing.
Or he was discrediting the people that were trying to come forward.
Well, then he came clean. And he said this, the Fife cut.
The drum roll, the suspense.
Unquestionably, it was a UFO, which means unidentified flying object.
That doesn't mean we're being visited.
Well, it's nothing like anything I've ever seen.
And you're an Air Force guy.
Yeah, and a pilot. Got a lot of hours flying. So it was pretty breathtaking. And I'll never forget, I snuck out to see it without DPS, which I'm not supposed to be driving my own car and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so, but I told Ann what I was doing. I was going to go up to Squaw Peak and see what everybody was, clamoring about. And when I walked in the front door, she looked at me, and I was apparently just, normally I'm fair complected and pale anyway, right? And she said, oh my gosh, she said, she'd look like a ghost. What did you see? And I said, I don't know what I saw, but it was really something, and I'm not going to talk about it.
Now, Paul, I don't believe you were able to hear that.
I couldn't hear any of that, no.
Okay, so basically Fife is saying, I went out, I ditched DPS, the Department of Public Safety. You know, he has his escorts. He's not supposed to drive his own car. He's the governor. They take him places. He ditches them. He says, honey, I'm going to go out to Squaw Peak, see what everybody's talking about here. He comes back. He says, my wife said, well, I'm fair complected normally. I look like white as a ghost, because he saw a craft. And he mentions how he was in the Air Force, and he's a pilot, and he's seen a lot of these things. And now we have the governor of Arizona coming clean after joking about it at first with this funny little press conference. Now he comes out and says, hey, I'm the governor of Arizona, and I know what I saw. I saw a plane. Now, how do we explain this stuff, Paul?
What was the time difference between the first press conference and when he came clean. I believe that was, the incident was what, 92?
The incident was in, let's see, Phoenix Lights was 2023.
No.
No, the Las Vegas was 2023.
Right.
Well, it's been a few years ago because he was governor.
Right, yeah. The point I'm making is it took him years to come forward and actually say what he said.
March 13th, 1997.
Right. Okay, 97.
1997.
The whole atmosphere around this subject has changed since then. I mean, we're talking 30 years ago. So back then, you know, every time there was a UFO story on the news or anything, they always had the X-Files theme playing in the background, and they always, you know, tried to make light of it because it was still a taboo subject. Pilots couldn't even come forward and say what they saw. Now everything is in the open. Now it's a completely different ballgame. So
he didn't want to panic people.
Right, yeah, and he was still running under, like, the old administration, so to speak. Where
he was probably told by somebody higher up.
Exactly. He's the governor.
He's got a boss still. Well,
the people.
The president.
Okay.
Or deep state, I don't know. Somebody bigger than him.
Yeah, somebody from above said, no, this is the way we're going to play it.
Yeah, you're going to keep ridiculing the people, and they're not ready yet. They don't know, they can't know yet.
And we don't.
Right, right.
You know, Paul, one of the things that have come out with these submersible things that they see pilots are flying around in these jets off of San Diego, and they're seeing these
Catalina
Island things underwater, going up just above water, then going underwater, going as fast and faster than they're
flying
their plane,
out of water.
Flying out
right.
of water.
From underwater to the sky in.
And they,
seconds.
An interesting point, they're saying no propulsion. There's no signs of propulsion.
Yeah, it's a whole different type of.
Do you have a theory on how that could happen?
I've got theories. I wear a lot of tinfoil.
Okay.
Magnus.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay, we got, good, we got a guy on the line with tinfoil on set. Good. What song is your toaster playing? Oh my!
Oh boy!
But what about magnetics? Okay, you take two magnets, you hold them together, and these are the things I think about.
Right.
Okay. When I was a kid, I had a science project, and I wanted to float a train with magnets.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in a vacuum, then you'd shove that train. There'd be no air in it. There'd be air in the train, like an airplane, right? But you float the train, you push that train, you give it one push, and once it goes, there's no air to stop it, there's no friction, because it's off the rails. So what if you directed, now think of magnets. The problem could be, if the train got too high off the track, what happens to magnets when you reverse their field, right? Whack.
Bring it right back.
Yeah, they flip over and they smack together, right? That's a problem.
Yeah.
But what if you could direct that magnetic sway?
Using an electrical field. That's, yeah, you introduce,
right.
Electromagnetics can do that.
Right. And would that...
The other issue is not just electromagnetics. You've got the propulsion part down, but there's also the physics of gravity.
And where is the water? I mean, how does that... Doesn't water change that?
No, using these zero-point energy type things that people are talking about these days, if that's the case, if that's what they're using for their propulsion system, it actually creates a bubble around the train, using the train as an example. It would create a bubble around it with its own gravity, with its own, inner workings. That's how these things can stop on a dime going from, 10,000 miles an hour and make a right angle turn. Well, if you had a pilot in there, he'd be squished. He'd be
right.
Pureed.
A human pilot.
Well,
would
yeah.
Be.
Now, And then there's this theory that, well, there couldn't be aliens in those craft because it would crush them too. But not necessarily, because we really don't know what the aliens are made of. They may not have bones like us. They could be like jellyfish.
Right.
Or they could have their own little orb protecting them, like the train has its own bubble. They could have be a bubble inside the bubble.
Now, you mentioned
exactly.
there were four kinds of aliens.
Yes. Jesse Waters on Fox News this morning was talking about this, and he said there were four kinds of aliens. They're talking about it like this. I mean, this is a thing. So they have...
That's a report that came from, I think, Hal Putoff. And the more you look into it, like Paul Hellyer, the defense minister for Canada, he claims there's 18 different species out there.
Well, the four that I heard on the news this morning was, one was an insectoid, one that looks like praying mantis similar, one is reptilian, one is the greys, which is the classic that we've all seen on all the movies.
Oh, we've all seen
and them. The greys, yes. And then we all know, you guys know what I'm talking about when I say the greys. Or the other one is the Nordics, who look like
Nordics.
People, but they're 7 feet tall. What? I'm just telling you what I heard on the news today. I'm just sharing information.
Okay, wait. There's actually a whole discussion on the news about aliens now.
Yes.
Like, this is a big thing.
It's dead. Yes.
Oh, it's real.
That's how much it's changed. That's
yes.
how much
oh
things
my.
Have changed.
There's four
it's
kinds.
It's pop culture.
There's the grays. Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, allegedly, there may be way more than four.
I mean, who knows?
There may be way
so
more than
it's
four.
A big universe.
But so far, we've got the... The insectoids, the reptilians, the greys, and the Nordics. Now, which ones are good and which ones are not good?
That's
I want to know.
Question.
That's what I want to know. Which ones are my friends and which ones are not my friends?
Are they mad at us, or are they just scientists out exploring, looking around, trying to figure out what we're doing here?
I think they all like our planet.
Well, it's a pretty...
Oh, yeah. The resources.
Yes. I think that there's stuff here, like possibly in the Grand Canyon. That they would maybe want to mine. Do we have to go to a commercial?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Dang it. All right.
Okay.
We will be back right here on Common Ground, live on 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free.
And can we talk about aliens in Las Vegas when we come back?
Ooh.
Sure.
I want to hear about
it.
This. All right. We will be right back on Common Ground.
In other places, but the horns be blowing that sound way on down south. Way on down south.
All right, welcome back to Common Ground. And hang on, caller. I am going to accept your call, but just stay on the line. I got to do my billboards. We want to thank the rest of our sponsors, Trailside Firearms and Trading Company. Buy, sell, trade, new iron, old iron, full collections, and if you're looking for something special or hard to find, Trailside makes it happen. Getting a fair deal in what you want today. This is the trail you take. TrailsideFTC.com, Main Street, Havasu. Parker's Collision Center, locally world famous, and they accept all insurances. Parker's Collision is the only shop in Mojave County with a state-of-the-art paint booth big enough for RVs to 18-wheelers. From fender benders to full-size giants, take it over to two decades of experience. Parker Collision Center, 10479 Brackman Road, Mojave Valley. Perfectly pressed cleaners. Life's busy, but your laundry doesn't have to be. They'll handle it all. Dry cleaning, everyday laundry, and even delivery right to your door for just $10 from Kingman to Parker. Let the pros do the washing while you do the living. 2231 McCulloch Boulevard, North Havasu. And Bullhead Vape Shop. Not your typical vape store. No weird smells, no cluttered shelves, no cheap mystery products. Just high, clean vapes and a better experience every time you walk in. Bullhead Vape Bundle Deal gets you a disposable for just $17.50. Two locations, just before Needles in Mojave Valley and just north of Camp Road off the 95 Fort Mojave. Good goodness, those are tongue twisters. And while I'm playing Sultan's Swing today in 1978, 1978, Dire Straits released their first major label single, Sultan's a Swing, recorded on a 120-pound budget. The song was first recorded as a demo and quickly acquired a following after it was put on the rotation at Radio London. And back to the show. And we do have a caller on the line as well.
Hello, caller. Welcome to Common Ground.
Yeah. I wanted to ask, you're taking opinions on this topic, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, the Bible speaks of a lot of things that are unknowable to us. Talking about angels and demons, daughters falling from heaven. And most interesting is the heavenly hosts that this earth has made a spectacle of for the heavenly hosts to be judges over how this all plays out in order to, for the heavenly hosts to choose Almighty God, the creator of all heaven and earth and the seas and all that's created as in them. And between this angel Lucifer,
Do you think that the government should be classifying all of this stuff and hiding it from the American people, or do you think it should be declassified and just all transparent and we should know what's going on?
Well, that's a whole other subject, because our government is an antichrist. All governments are. We're fallen men, and our government would want to keep it hidden to a certain point to where it works for them to explain. Maybe not a rapture, because that's not going to happen until the end of time, but that they're just, they don't, they're probably in communication. Some of these weapons of mass destruction, some of these AI, it's all going to be, they're giving us information in order to deceive the whole world.
Wow, interesting perspective.
Well, thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate your phone call. And you guys, you can call us in at 928-854-5687 or text in at 928-727-5566. The spiritual aspect is something that the vice president brought in.
I'm not buying for a minute that everybody in government is Lucifer. That's what he said. That's what I heard.
Guys, I couldn't hear the caller that called in, so if you could give me a summary, I couldn't.
He was coming from a different angle, yeah.
A biblical look of the Bible.
And, you know, it's interesting that he brought that up, because J.D. Vance did make a statement saying, I don't believe it's aliens, I believe it's demons. Also, the government has a website that is a .gov website, aliens.gov, and on the news this morning, that Jesse Waters thing on Fox News that I heard this morning, one of the things that he referenced to about the alien files that are being declassified is that a billion with a B people have looked it up so far. So that tells me that we, the people, want this declassified. If a billion people are going to the government-released website and looking at this, this is... We want to know the truth. And who decides what's classified? Who gets to choose what is okay for me to know and what is not okay for me to know?
Well, would it panic you if there were aliens here and we see these craft, or now many people with the internet are seeing these things?
You know, COVID panicked me worse than anything else.
Personally, it wouldn't me.
It wouldn't scare you? Well, what happens when the aliens start making the rules?
How do you know they're not already?
Yeah. How do we?
Well,
they're not.
That could be.
I mean, when you told me that those helicopters went right into needles, that was the first. That's where my mind went. Was, they were following them. They know that.
Okay. Now let's say you're sitting in Las Vegas. You're inside your house, and now this light has been seen coming out of the sky. And all of a sudden you go out into your backyard because you see aliens, and we have a clip here of the 911 call of these folks. And we'll call them Mexican-Americans. And when you watch it, one of them looks like he's got a .45 in his hand. It's a Las Vegas 911, LV 911.
There's video footage about that, too, that went out and went viral. And that was not very long ago, 2023, right?
That was 2023.
It was not very long ago.
We're having trouble finding the clip. But these guys are, they're in their house. They hear a boom, a bang, not necessarily an explosion, did they describe it as. And originally, the video came right out. And I saw it. I saw aliens behind a fence and in the backyard.
Right.
And now it's getting harder and harder to find that video on YouTube.
Weird.
Well, there's an attorney. The family got an attorney involved because their house was turning into a tourist attraction.
Oh, I bet.
Now, they were so scared, they asked Las Vegas Metro to put cameras up on their own house because, like, hey, we saw the aliens. They show this video, and it's like they're cloaked. Have you seen this video, Paul?
Yes.
What's your take on it?
There's a lot of controversy around that particular incident. But the best part is they found, an independent YouTube investigator found a forensic video analyst who does crime scene investigations to make sure there's no, you know, foul play with the video or any kind of stuff like that. He actually found the same thing that they described. He found these aliens within that video, and they are slightly, or to somehow, but again, they were 8, 9, 10 feet tall. You could see their head poking over the top of the fence.
Mm-hmm. And an expression on his face.
Right, yeah.
A human-like expression on this alien's face. He's kind of looking like, you can't see me, you can't see me, as they're walking by. And then there's the other figure, the other alien, back against the farther wall. And all of a sudden, I don't think you could have choreographed it, Paul. Everybody, it's like the last guy in line was videoing it. And when they saw that alien at the back of the yard, they all went in reverse motion, like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
What have we seen here? And if you look, the one in the back, it appears he's got like a .45 revolver in his hands, and he's like, I'm out of here.
Huh?
Right?
Yeah.
He's armed,
right.
And he's like, I'm out of here. And I don't believe for one second those guys, when you hear their voices, had the, I don't want to insult anybody because these guys are scared, and rightfully so, but I don't think they had the ability to quickly, in conjunction with a video that a light coming out of the sky and an explosion, fake that video for a second.
No. No, and that's a good point. That's a good point.
But
when it came out of the sky, there's also body cam footage from police officers that were out on duty.
Okay.
It's recorded. You can see the object coming out of the sky over Las Vegas. It was on police body cams.
Okay, I see.
What surprises me is that they have never released any of the body cam footage from the officers that were on scene.
Well, I don't know by the time they got there that the aliens were visible anymore. And that's the other amazing thing.
Well, if that's the case, they should have just released the footage, right?
Right.
There's nothing to see, so here, we're showing you the proof there's nothing to see. Well, they didn't do that. It's kind of like that Miami Mall incident. Do you remember that? New Year's Day?
No.
In Miami Mall, you can look this up on YouTube as well. There was reports of an alien, a tall, again, not over, 10 feet tall alien inside this mall in Miami. And panic ensued and the whole mall went nuts. And it was the largest police response in Florida's history. You can see there was every cop car in Miami was at the mall. There's footage of it. They never released a single body cam or any on-site footage of what actually happened. They said it was kids with fireworks.
With fireworks. Okay. Marissa's been diligently working here to find this 911 call, and I think
yes,
we have
it. I believe I found it on YouTube.
Okay. There's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one's inside, and it has big eyes and looking at us, and it's still there.
Big eyes?
Big eyes. Still looking at them. What? A police officer's body camera captured a light flashing low in the sky on the night of May 1st. Then minutes later, someone made that 911 call saying two large figures were in their backyard. So officers responded and met up with the caller and his family.
What'd you see?
It was like a big creature.
A big creature?
Yeah, like around 10 feet tall.
I'm not going to BS you guys. One of my partners said they saw something fall out of the sky, too, so that's why I'm kind of curious. Did you see anything land in your backyard? Or?
They see like a big, that's what they say. They see like a big something with light.
All right, police then go back to the backyard to investigate, but suspiciously, that part of the video is redacted by police because they say it was because they were on private property. Now, once...
So,
it redacted the video because they were on private property.
Well, no, because these are homeowners and they have equipment and they don't want people seeing what they have. Okay, that's the one side of it.
Nor are they covering stuff up.
Yeah, I don't.
I think that's the more plausible reason.
Otherwise, they would always say, oh, we can't show you the body cam because it's somebody's yard. When
I find why did they, last night, somebody has pieced together all these reports, Paul, on Channel 8 with George Knapp, who has done incredible work over the years. And why they show one clip of like that fence that we're talking about where we see the alien over the fence, and there's between the planks of the fence you can see the legs of the alien moving
right.
In conjunction with the head above the fence. He's tall enough to look over the fence. And why now they're blacking out that face or blurring it, that I don't know. Right, you showed me a
that makes no sense.
Yeah, you're showing me something, but you're not showing me. Let me ask you, because you've met George Knapp, and as this thing spirals out of control, gets huge, do you think he's a believer or is he a skeptic?
In the whole scope of it, I don't think it really matters. He's a award-winning reporter. That's what he does. He reports on it, and he happens to be very good at it. When I was talking to him, when he was out in Needles, I think he believes that there's something else going on. He doesn't know exactly what it is. None of us do, but he definitely believes there's shadow work going on.
So, Paul, and here we're talking about really the declassification of these files. Well, this is a file that, boom, just got out of there. And I, for one, when I saw that video, hey, I'm convinced those were aliens in a backyard in Las Vegas. And some people are going to hear that and think, hey, Jim's nuts. But and I'm not panicking with that knowledge. Do you think if the U.S. government came out and said, hey, yes, those were aliens, they landed in the backyard in North Las Vegas, do you think it would panic Americans?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Like you just said, people are going to think Jim's nuts because he believes it was an alien. 20 years ago, I would agree with that. 20 years ago, they're bad. He's crazy. You know, he's just one of them hillbilly. Yeah, no. These days, it's the top number one thing in pop culture is aliens.
A billion views.
Right. You look at that.
Billion. And I mean, these are super recent. And plus, just this morning, Trump posted a picture of himself with, it's obviously AI generated, but he has been,
Yes, the alien that's in handcuffs, if you'll notice.
Yes, he's been trying to slowly tell the public this is what's happening. The White House did purchase these websites, aliens.gov, and that's a .gov. That's like a real thing.
All right. We only got about a minute and a half left, so I'm going to quick squeeze in this last text and then final thoughts. Someone said, aliens are a simple brain distraction when hot topics come up in the world, like the Epstein files or other topics. They want us to not focus on those topics. And then, are there any other files the government should declassify?
Oh, my goodness. The JFK files is another one that we're going to get into. We didn't have time to get into that one today. Epstein files. Who decides what's classified? That's what I want to know, and why. Why do we have to keep hiding all this stuff from American people?
I think this subject is of the aliens, the UFOs, is its own subject, and I don't think, obviously, with a billion people looking at it, it's not something that's being created to
distract
us from.
The Phoenix Lights was absolutely...
It's being directed, guys.
It is? By who?
It's being directed. Well, for one thing, we keep talking about aliens.gov, yet none of those UFO files, none of those videos, were released on aliens.gov. They were released through the Department of War on their website.
Yes, I noticed that. Weird.
That's weird. And that means that they want you to focus on the fact that this is a defense measure, that this is a possible nefarious type of thing that could be an invasion. I mean, that's the agenda they've been pushing for decades now, is that there's going to be a false alien invasion, and it's going to be used to create a new world order and, you know, one world government, all that stuff. I think there's an agenda to focus our attention to certain areas to reinforce what agenda they're pushing.
Interesting.
Paul, hey, thank you for being here. Would you ever come back on other subjects?
Sure. Yeah, this has been great. Thanks for having me.
Hey,
thank you. Very interesting. Very interesting topic. All right.
We will see you next week on Common Ground.
106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3, the voice of the free.